This story is called Happy Birthday, Twink. A long, long way away, right at the end of the rainbow, there is a magic kingdom called Rainbowland, and it is where all the colours of the world are made. There, among the little round houses and the masses of flowers, lives Rainbow Bright. She is a lovable little girl who uses all the colours of the rainbow to make our world prettier and happier. Her helpers are the seven colour kids, who are each responsible for their own special colour. Her other helpers are the sprites, happy, furry little workers who dig in the colour mines, making star sprinkles that form the colours. Each sprite reports to their own special colour kid. Rainbow Bright's sprite is Twink, an adorable, funny little white sprite. Rainbow also has a magic flying horse named Starlight. Not far away, in a gloomy spot called the Pits, lives Murky Dismal, a real misery, who tries to spread dullness and gloom everywhere. He has an assistant called Lurky, who drives him around in a rattling old grunge buggy. One day, during the winter, all the colour kids were sitting around a lovely glowing red fire at Colour Castle, the home of Rainbow Bright. They were talking about their sprites and how helpful and cheerful they were and how hard they worked. Canary Yellow warmed her hands at the fire and said cheerfully,
"I really am lucky that my sprite, Spark, is so happy getting the yellow from the mines for me. He loves our colour just as much as I do."
Indigo agreed.
"Yes, isn't it nice that all the sprites have their own bright colours and are so proud of them?"
Then all the colour kids carried on talking about how good their sprites were and how fond of their own colours they were, when Rainbow said,
"Do you know, all your sprites have such glorious colours, but I sometimes have a feeling that Twink gets a little bit disappointed about his."
Twink, of course, was Rainbow's own special sprite who looked after everything white. He was really the chief sprite, and he loved to give orders to the other sprites, but they never took him seriously. Twink liked to think of himself as Rainbow's special protector. Everybody was very, very fond of Twink. Buddy Blue spoke up.
"Do you know, Rainbow, you may be right. My sprite Champ only said the same thing when we were training the other day."
Buddy was very keen on keeping fit and was always doing exercises and things. Then Indigo said,
"Well, all our colours are so bright and vivid and dramatic. I know white can look lovely sometimes, but that Murky Dismal gets it dirty so quickly when he is around. I feel sorry for Twink sometimes."
"And it's his birthday the day after tomorrow,"
whispered shy Violet.
"I wish we could do something special for him."
Rainbow Bright clapped her hands together.
"We will, we will. I have a marvellous idea. Gather round, everybody, and listen to my secret plan."
Then all the colour kids huddled round the fire while Rainbow told them her idea. And they talked and planned until midnight. The next day, Rainbow found an excuse to send Twink off on Starlight for the day to deliver a message. Starlight, of course, was in the secret plan and went slowly enough to make sure they were out for a long time. While they were away, over in the mines, the colour kids told the sprites about the special secret plan for Twink's birthday. They were so pleased and excited about it that they worked and worked away as hard as they could, and the colour kids did, and Rainbow. The noise of the digging could be heard far away, and Murky Dismal and Lurky nosy as ever, drove over in the grunge buggy to find out what was happening. But Rainbow heard them and threw a few star sprinkles in their direction, so they soon went off, as they didn't want to be made cheerful. Very early the next morning, Rainbow gathered up the mass of magic crystal star sprinkles that the colour kids and sprites had prepared. Then she quietly called Starlight, and while everyone was fast asleep, they set off. They soared up and away into the morning sky, and Rainbow was scattering all the star sprinkles everywhere over the land. They got back to Colour Castle just as the others were getting ready for breakfast. A special one, because it was Twink's birthday. When Twink came into the room, all the colour kids and sprites chorused,
Happy birthday, Twink!
Thank you very much.
Twink smiled.
Thank you all very much.
Now,
Rainbow announced,
everybody come along with me onto the roof of the castle.
The sprites and colour kids were all very excited, but Twink was puzzled.
On the roof, Rainbow?
Yes, Twink. On the roof. Come along.
Then they all climbed up the stairs, on and on, right to the top. They opened the door and went out onto the roof. Rainbow was there first, and as Twink stepped onto the roof, she pointed right across the land.
Look, Twink!
And Twink looked and could hardly believe his eyes. Everything was white. Brilliant, brilliant, shining white. Snow white. The trees, the houses, the hedges, the paths were glistening white. It was radiant.
Happy birthday, Twink!
They all chorused.
A very happy birthday!
Twink could hardly speak. His own white colour looked so lovely, he couldn't believe his eyes.
But how?
He started to ask. Rainbow laughed.
Well, Starlight kept you out yesterday. All the colour kits and sprites left their own colours and worked to make your white crystals. Doesn't it look splendid?
In the distance, they could all see the grunge buggy just by the pits. It was all white too, and Murky and Lurky had come out to try and drive it, to spread some dullness and mist over the lovely white countryside. But they couldn't move, because the buggy was stuck in the snow. Lurky was trying to drive it out, and Murky was trying to dig it out, and grumbling and mumbling so much that the sprites and colour kids never laughed so much in their lives. All except Twink. He was gazing across the countryside at his lovely white, covering everything. His eyes were shining with pleasure. He turned to Rainbow.
I never knew white could be so beautiful, Rainbow. Thank you so much. This really is a happy, happy birthday.